Hello,
Rob.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. Very, very good.
Good, good. How was your week?
Interrupt real quick. We've got events that both Sam and Kelly need to be at by 1:00, so they need to leave by 12:30, 12:35 or later for them to get there, so I just thought I would let you know that.
Well, that's good for me, so
Good.
That works. Great. So what's on your mind?
We had a pretty good week, actually. We've gotten quite a nice handle on our schedule. We've gotten a handle on our folders. We've been talking about handing them out to clients and getting some really good stories. We've been, getting kind of actually motivated more by the progress we've been making.
Oh, good. Well, tell me the stories. Just one or two.
I had clients that I called to actually let him know he was going to work with another member on the team. And then he told me that they were selling their house and he wanted me to use all the proceeds. And I found out that he has stock elsewhere and another account that I never knew he had. So he wants me to help them because they need to retire and they need income. So I called to fire him and he's now going to be a supernova.
Wonderful. What a good story. Oh, that's great, Patty. Congratulations. Wonderful.
Any other stories, anybody?
Well, I mean, I haven't had any negative, I'll put it that way. I mean, sometimes I feel a little bit apprehensive because some of my relationships, I don't have full control. You know, the client has almost all control. So it's a little bit different dynamic. I mean, for most of my clients, I would say, like, I kind of run the show, but I have a few that it's not like that. But they're very open to it. So even though I'm apprehensive in talking about supernova, they actually were pretty open.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how we often are more nervous about the relationship and asking them to adhere to a schedule and all the rest of it, then and they're like, yeah, here, okay, what day? You know, what day was?
And I literally did it with the two biggest clients, and they're both in, so, pretty easy.
Yeah, I know. And this is the fun part where you're starting to get some feedback. And you're realizing that people like it. We didn't start Supernova because people didn't want it. This is what they said they wanted, so we're giving what they want. And all of a sudden they're like, they're excited. You're seeing their reaction. Then you get more excited. So remember, I don't know if I mentioned this, but there's five stages that you need to get to before you get to enthusiasm. Curiosity, interest, knowledge, belief, and then you finally get to enthusiasm. And, it sounds like you're in the belief stage now. You were curious. You've got an interest. You've gained some knowledge. You're beginning to believe it actually works. And then once you see it happen over and over again, then you get to the enthusiasm stage. And when you're enthusiastic, you can sell anything, okay? That's when the clients just feel your energy, believe you, trust you, and will go with whatever you say. So you'll have better and more success the more enthusiastic you are about the process. People say to me, my clients are just not that enthusiastic about this. I said, well, how enthusiastic are you?
Because
other people are just coming out of their skin all excited, and they say, my clients love this. Oh, of course they do, because you love it.
Hey, by the way, one thing that we didn't touch on, and, I have one, my biggest client, I have never met with him and his wife together. And I speak to her, I don't speak to her as much. I mean, I speak to my largest client like every other day. And I probably speak to her like once a month or once every 6 weeks, but never together. But, you know, like I proposed us doing it, you know, I just opened up the whole Supernova, not as just for me and him to get together, because I talk to him all the time, but really to get us both, all three of us together, so that, you know, we can all be on the same page. And so what are your thoughts on that whole thing about, you know, spouses and, you know, and how sometimes it's us only talking to the man and not both?
Well, look, the answer is, I mean, I would ask Patty. Patty, what do you think?
I think it's some relationships that we have that 9 times out of 10 it's going to be with the primary spouse that's, you know, in charge of things. But I think that it shows that we're trying to get our arms around them and more, I think, if we say at least one of our face-to-faces needs to be the two of you together. And indeed, even if they're just there, you know, participating, that could be, I think that's not a bad idea, that we insist on one.
I think that's a really good idea. The truth is that it's a very courteous thing to do. Remember we talked about butlers and including the children in the whole family planning process, and that would include having the relationships with the children, especially if it's a client who's, if they both passed away, the assets would be enough to meet your minimum. We definitely want those children. And so you need to take the time to build relationships with them. Well, it's the same thing here, guys. You don't build a relationship with the spouse and the husband dies. I mean, then you're really vulnerable to somebody else swooping in and taking that account after all the years and work that you've done. And so, of course, at least one of them, I suggest both meetings be face-to-face and with both spouses. Because you're talking about life issues when you're doing financial planning. And you can't make decisions, even if you're making no decisions and just doing a review. My wife has so little interest in this, it's amazing. But over the years, having met with our advisor year after year together, she's pretty smart now. Okay? She knows what the heck's going on. She understands that there can't be just one account. You know, she always said, if something happened to you, I just have one account. I don't want all these accounts. But now she understands, you know. That it's a process, and it's a asset allocation model and all that stuff. So there's an education that, you know, God forbid the husband passes away and she has no clue what's going on, you'll spend way too much time trying to build her confidence to trust you, to do anything.
It's also good to have their wife speaking her friends about it.
Right.
It's not the
program. Yes. Exactly.
And she probably talks to more people than he does when
she says the old. You know, the wealth in the country has been for a long time controlled by the women. Not all of it, but probably 60% of it. Colleges today, you look at the population of the average university, it's made up of 60% women. You've got to understand and respect the diversity of the family and give them the time that they need to learn this and to be fluent in what we do. So, yeah, great question.
I've got another story for you real quick. I was talking to an attorney yesterday of selling an estate, and after we got done with the client information, I asked her what kind of other work office does, and he gave me a little bit of a about her, and I told her that I would like to add her to our enthusiastically endorsed list of professionals. She thought that was so unique. She chuckled. She was so happy to be on our enthusiastically endorsed list of professionals. Then she said that she was going to add me on this and then ask me what kind of clients I like to work with, and so it kind of became a little, my access just created a center of influence.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so I just tried to play with that a little with her, and it's turned into be something that I might use a little more often now.
Good. That's great feedback. And now you want to follow up and say, let's have lunch and talk about moving this to the next level, which is center of influence. All right? And then and then explain to her how that works, that it's a monthly commitment. You know, occasionally one of you will be busy, but you want to try and meet every month. And what you're trying to do is to help each other be smarter, be better, but also to help each other grow their businesses. So your goal would be to introduce her to people that were highly qualified and needed her help in the area of her expertise. And you wanted to learn more about her practice.
That's exactly what I was thinking, because that kind of very coincidentally fell into our assignment for week 7. And I think I just found who my first one might be.
Perfect. That's wonderful.
Okay, now for the bank of trust, I thought that was very nicely taught. That's a very good thought process to have when you're meeting with clients and building, making deposits, as you said, in that bank of trust. I think that was a very important thing that all advisors should remember.
Yeah, it really is helpful, and it's when you're wondering, you know, why should I, you know, it's so hard sometimes to follow through on calling clients when a problem is solved, or just, you know, doing the 12-4-2s or doing these extra things and finishing them up. It's not easy, you know. Can't we find a shortcut here? But in reality, every time you call a client, every time you confirm that a client's problem's been solved, every time you send an agenda or every time you send an executive summary, you're making another deposit from the bank of trust. Every time you show up on time, and so those are the good things. When do you have withdrawals from the bank of trust? Every time you're late. So think about that. I always ask people the question, you know, are you a trustworthy person? Yes. Of course I am. Do you always do what you say you're going to do? Yes, of course. Are you always on time? And they go, no. I say, so you do break trust occasionally. And that, it seems like a little thing, but in fact, trust is built by doing what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. And that's exactly, you know, you have an appointment. You said you're going to be there at 2 o'clock. You're there at 2 o'clock. Well, something came up. Well, that wasn't part of the agreement. What you said was you'd be there too. So you got to give yourself enough time that if there is something comes up, you'll still be there too. And so it's really important for your team to say, oh yeah, we're perfect, you know, we are trustworthy. And so just make calendar integrity a part of that. And that means internal calendar integrity, meaning when you guys call a meeting of yourselves, everybody's there on time. Because that's part of your internal trust. It's just called respect. You know, we've had presidents in the past that have been known to be late by you know, an hour every time, all the time. To me, that's just a lack of respect for the audience. And I'm much more important than anyone, the hundreds of people in this audience. So you're going to wait for me. So I think that, you know, we all need to be reminded of that periodically. Because look, we all fall into the, you know, category of being fallible human beings. But you build into it, and especially as people get older, they get more anxious. I was given a talk over in Coral Gables, and I said, do you all remember when your parents would ask you to take them to the airport and they'd want to leave, you know, 2.5 hours early? Because they wanted to be there happened to 2 hours before the flight and you thought they were crazy. But you'd do it anyway because you knew it would make them happy. And I said, now I'm that person.
Yeah,
that's good. But, you know, I'm old now. You know, I don't think I'm old all the time, so I try and make everything work, and if all the bones and things don't work like they used to. And I'm just a little, I don't want to go through any stress I don't need to have, okay? So when you say you're going to be at lunch with a client at 12 o'clock, you're there 10 minutes off. Because you know if you're 5 minutes late for them, they get anxious.
I bet it'll be pretty soon. No, I'm good.
No, but... You know, we have, and that's what good teams are for. They remind each other. And they, you know, Cindy protects me and takes care of me and covers for me. And you guys do that for each other so you all look good all the time. And remind each other to be on time and remind each other to be your best. Because it is the little things in the bank of trust that make the difference. And then when you have a 1,000-point drop or 2,000-point drop and people are anxious, they don't worry because you've got so many deposits in the bank of trust that they know you're taking care of. And if you are late, they forgive you, you know?
I got a question on, you know, the topics for the monthly call.
Yeah.
What can we ever incorporate like an investment campaign? You know, like I mean, that's what I've been doing like my whole career. And I mean, is it appropriate or do you just not go there during that call?
No, I mean, look, you're allowed to do business. I mean, people say, well, those calls are never to include business. I mean, that's like saying you never do business with friends. I wouldn't have done any business at all if I didn't do business with friends, because friends became clients and clients became friends.
Yeah.
And of course you're going to do business.
Yeah, I was like, on Monday and Tuesday next week, I'm flying to California for a, like a due diligence on a hedge fund. A real estate fund, you know, like I already like it, but you know, like it's something that I want to kind of introduce to everybody, and I'm excited about it. I want to talk about it when I get, you know, when I earn that call. So not that I want to do it every month, but you know, I do definitely want to talk about, you know, different things that are happening that I'm excited about.
Well, here's what you do: you put hedge funds and alternative investments as your agenda item. Mm-hmm. And then you talk about where they fit into modern portfolio theory, how that might work on your behalf, and then if you sense some interest on their behalf, or you want to just go into it, you just say, hey, let me give you an example. I was just out, and it makes you sound like you're, you know, doing your homework too, which is good.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you, I was just out in California, and this is a good example of a hedge fund. Let me tell you about these guys and where it might fit into a person's portfolio. And this is what I'm doing for a number of clients.
Yeah.
You know? And then the other thing is understand where it's going to come from. Okay? People always present ideas, but they never say where the money's coming from. So I always taught people that you've got to make it clear where the money is going to come from in order to pay for this.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what we're recommending. See, by the time you get to the place where you are with Supernova and financial planning and all that, clients are going to do whatever you tell them. So it's really a matter of making sure that the thing is suitable, that it's going to fit in with the client's model, and then just tell them, this is what we're recommending. We're recommending that you move this, you know, this particular asset group out, move this particular asset group in. We think it will, increase your alpha. It's going to increase your overall return on that money and not increase your beta, your risk. So we think it's a very suitable situation for you. And since you have time over the next 15 years, this is going to be a very attractive alternative to what we've had in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 24 ideas that you had, we use some of your ideas for a 24-month calendar, and so maybe even having those types of things like beneficiary updates and then a business idea for every month, and that's not a bad thing. Yeah, keep in mind that all those ideas are two-month ideas, right?
So if you're going to have beneficiaries, you have it in for 2 months, not 1 month. That's why I call it the 24-month calendar. So if you're going to review alternative investments and hedge funds and private equity and that kind of thing, you introduce the concept, and then for the people that say, that sounds pretty good. Why don't you send me the prospectus, and you send it to them, and then the next month you follow up and you close it. You see, I don't want you too jammed up with too many ideas. Meaning last month we did mortgages and you got 10 mortgages to follow up on. Now you're introducing hedge funds. Your brain can't handle it. Okay. It's too much stress. Seriously. You want to have time to follow up on those 10 mortgages. It's probably going to take you 3 months to close them anyway, or 4 months. So you've got a lot of things going on. So you don't want to make yourself crazy. I mean, if you think you can do it in 1 month, great. God bless you. But I just found that my guys became, because I would do this for the whole office, and then for the region, we'd have these 24-month calendars. And so we'd make the whole team streamlined around doing hundreds of mortgages. And so when you do that, you got to really do some training ahead of time. You got to have the people in New York and ready, and we would do amazing kinds of work. So I visualized the whole firm doing it that way. I thought that would be very clever. Problem is, you bury a department, so you can't really do that. But you guys can do that, and you can. But you want to do the training ahead of time, so everybody knows the topic and everybody's talking about it. And then the clients, and you're doing it as an educational piece in order to help them. And specifically, we do have something available this month, which I think is really attractive, and I'm recommending it. So, and the people go, oh, okay, wonderful. Then it looks kind of coincidental rather than, product of the month. We want to try and avoid the appearance of product of the month. It's more of, we're trying to find things that are suitable for you. We're trying to find things that, this has been a need, or we're covering debt this month. So let's go in and analyze all the debt that you have and possibly your children. are going to need, you know, as they buy new homes, et cetera, and cover the four different kinds of debt and the best way to manage that and and so forth. And then you're going to end up doing some mortgages. You'll even, you remember, I did the same thing. Yellow pad, go through, tell everybody. Heck, you'd get referrals and you'd end up opening up, you know, two or three extra accounts during the month. And you did a ton of business because you were doing a campaign. You're calling everybody. And so there's nothing wrong with it. It's a great thing because, you know, you guys need two things. You need money, new assets, and you need new ideas. You need good ideas. Ideas create excitement in your voice, enthusiasm, and you do business.
All right, we're going to add column then to our 24-month calendar of business ideas, business campaigns, and that might be something as we get that tutorial on something or that, you know, the next month. So that might be something as we work, a list in progress.
Great.
You did that.
Yes. You covered the enthusiastic endorsed providers, that's great. Training centers of influence for introductions, bank of trust, let's see. Do you want to go through the process for developing the centers of influence?
I don't think we have time for that today. Can we maybe add that to, I don't know, do you need to?
Next week, I think.
We don't get any touch on, but I'm not sure that, I think we got it from the videos that we've watched. I think that we're...
Oh, sweet. You guys are great. Thank you. That's the way it's supposed to work. I'm not supposed to have to teach everything. But unfortunately, not everybody watches them in order to learn. They watch them to watch them. So, way to go. That's good.
I don't want to know. Take notes from your
videos. We watch them every
week.
We do. Well,
God
bless you. It makes the conversations much better for the coach. So any questions that you have on any of the work that we covered this week in the video or anything else?
I think we're good. I'm not going to be around next week, so I'll be flying back. So should we postpone? Should we still have it? What should we do about next week?
I'll leave that up to your team. What do you guys think?
We could do it with just Kelly and I, but I think that that's not what we started off this whole thing to do. It's supposed to be all together. Changing it to Thursday, is that an idea?
No, I've got... Unfortunately, I'm strict with my calendar in terms of always book up those days for other things.
I think we can just skip next week because we're in the process probably of sending out a lot of, you know, a lot of folders in the next 10 days. So.
Okay.
I think
that's good. Yeah, fine by me.
Yeah.
Okay, then should we let Cindy know that we're
going to
postpone next Wednesday?
That would be lovely. That would be really helpful for me. Thank you.
Okay.
And tell her that I agree, okay? She's the strict one, you know?
Me too. You tell me it's good. Right. Sure, I get it. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Talk to you in 2 weeks, then. All right. Bye-bye.